Yo, 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 what's up, party peoples? It's your boy, Ace the Face, in the place. I'm glad that y'all in my space. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we talk about it one time.
Yo, first of all, that joint was
ass.
That joint was hot. You know it.
Go back to 8 Mile.
Yo, I got some haters in here. I can't even get my thoughts right. I got my haters in here. You hear that? It's cool. They only hate what they don't appreciate. You know what I'm saying? Yo, like I said, Ace the Face in the place. Glad y'all in my space. Pino, talk your shit, man. Say something.
What the fuck going on? Nice to be with you motherfuckers.
It's nice
He's a hater. Nice to be with you ugly motherfuckers again this week.
It's all good. It's all good. Stu Pike.
Pause. Pause putting that much emphasis
on my name. Pause. It's too much. What's good with y'all peoples, man?
Chilling, man. How's everything? How's the week for y'all brothers, man? How's everything? Bino, this brother went halfway across the motherfucking state, country, whatever the fuck you want to call it. How was it, brother? How was Las Vegas, Nevada?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Did you go with like any tourist drones? Like, did you see like all the shit niggas be talking about?
I mean, it wasn't my first time going. You feel me?
So all right. That's what's up. Then you gambling? Anything like that? Hit the casino?
I did, but once I lost $5, I let that shit go.
As you, my motherfucker.
That's the greatest gambling secret in the world.
That's some real shit, bro. Cause like no bullshit. My first time ever in a casino. I'm at Parks, a little nut ass joint.
I'm not with losing money. I take money.
Oh, I lost $10. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I kept going. I went in there with $100, bro. I was on my last 10. I'm playing craps. I'm playing the field.
You gotta learn how to walk away, kid.
Luckily, I played the numbers that the shooter was playing because the shooter was nice, and I hit. Came up my 100. I was like, all right, let me put that back. Then I came up an extra being 50. Talk about beginner's luck. That shit wasn't looking like that though at first. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
like,
so looking bleak.
So yeah, like the fact that he said I lost $5, I got the fuck out of there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? So like that's a good lesson for motherfuckers out there. Like the moment you lose it, just get going. You know what I mean? Because like
other than that, you know,
you liable to lose
my due diligence and all that cool shit.
I feel you. That's what's up, man.
It was good to get a change of scenery, you mean?
Absolutely, bro. You gotta step away, man.
You should.
It'd be too much shit going on in the hood. Like, especially to just stay here.
I left Kobe, came back 25 years ago.
Hey, happy belated, brother. That's what's up. That's what's up. Niggas getting old out here.
Simmons James,
man. I had to tell him, like, you know, you drink water and don't let shit stress you. You too can look like this.
Oh, man.
You feel me?
You hear him? He out here trying to get that motivation life, like he out 60 or something.
That's all that is.
Shit, speaking of which.
So, gentlemen.
What's cracking, brother?
What's on tech? Because I know y'all got some shit. I know y'all got some shit.
Man, listen, I'm about to just get right into it, dog. We speaking on politics now. Ooh. I want to throw...
Who?
Politics. That's why I'm hood politics. Hood politics. Exactly. I want to throw the disclaimer. I am not a research... or whatever. I'm not a professional speaker. I don't do my analytics research or anything like that.
I'm not either, but I'm just going to say this. If you're talking about this shit, I'm not voting for Trump.
Yeah, period. Just that simple. Like,
fellas, I feel like it's pertinent that we then talk about why you should vote for Trump.
Why you should.
If that's going to be.
So this is about to be one of those episodes.
What happened? But you know what it is? I feel as though he said that to cause confrontation in this episode.
But I get what you're saying. Because
me?
On a broad perspective,
not me.
You definitely do got to think of the pros and the cons of if you were to, you know what I'm saying, vote for a motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Excuse the call, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers out here had the handles. But no, like I do get where you're coming from, because this thing, you gotta look at all perspectives and shit. But I mean, I wouldn't vote for the motherfucker. He doesn't have any of our interests in hand. How y'all feel?
He never had our interests in hand.
Yeah. I don't think no president. But I'm just.
You having fun like shit?
Oh yeah, I'm loving this. I'm loving it. I'm living like motherfuckers. I'm just waiting, you know.
definitely better. But
don't touch no more buttons.
At the end of the day, don't touch no more buttons.
At the end of the day, at the end of the day, he asked us, repeat your question, because you did all that bullshit with a button.
Damn, what
you
say? I gotta play music for myself because I forgot.
No, exactly. I said like what's y'all standpoint on it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
standpoint is, first of all, he doesn't really fuck with us. He never did really fuck with us. Him and that's why I don't really understand why this simple Simon motherfucker next to me wanted to say some dumb shit like that. But I'm not going, you mean, he a very educated guy. So I'm going to let him speak his piece because he teaches me a lot.
It got to make
but
sense.
That's just the cutting thing. I let him, right. Like, you mean, he teaches me a lot. Oh, no, it better make sense. It has to make sense because he wouldn't say that if it didn't.
Right.
But
right,
all
right.
I'm saying is him and his righteous ass daddy, I don't know if the motherfucker there or alive. If he is, fuck him still. And him and his daddy had fucking apartment buildings that they would deny black people to live in. So yes. It's like, motherfucker, you talking about the reasons. What the fuck is we voting for him for? Like, hold on, time out. Listen. I'm going to tell you one thing. This orange motherfucker was good for. This orange motherfucker was good for you to get your gun license.
Mm-hmm.
He made it possible for a lot of motherfuckers to get their
he
guns.
He just called this man orange.
Yes. He is orange as shit, bro.
The motherfucker is the complexion of a cheetah. We yo, not about to act crazy on this joint, bro.
Yo, the powder joint that get on your fingers after you done dug in the bag.
Cheese like, you know what I'm like, he ain't even a crunchy kind, bitch.
For real, man. Bro. Calling him an orange is like actually a compliment. You got to say like the most annoying thing, and that's the Cheeto dust.
Duh.
Trump Cheeto dust. Yeah. But no, and you know what else he was good for? That one-time stimulus check that came through for motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? I keep it a buck. I saw that shit.
At the end of the day, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. At the end of the day, if we really going to talk about this shit, yeah. Since we're going to get deep and political, let's talk about the Central Park Five. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about how these motherfuckers was proven innocent. He still wanted to kill these motherfuckers.
True.
Let's talk about that. True. How the fuck do this nigga got any time? You know what? Let me not. I get on my Huey P. Newton in this shit and turn this motherfucker out. Like, y'all better stop. Like, because I feel as though you're trying to fuck with me. Like, that's what you're trying to do.
You're trying to fuck with me tonight.
Nah,
man.
That's okay.
Like, we're not necessarily sitting up here saying, like, oh, we're just going to vote for Trump. Honestly, dog, I'm not here to
Can I go ahead and make my damn point then?
Oh, yeah. Like, go ahead. My bad.
Please.
I mean,
please,
start talking.
Please make it. Please make this.
Because obviously y'all niggas made my own point for me. It's like why y'all would vote for him is because you already know what you're gonna get. This is the thing about politicians. It's like the slime. Like I'm looking at Joe Biden and I'm looking and I'm saying like I ain't even mean to say that man name for real. I ain't
too late. It's on wax now.
But I'll be looking like it's kind of like the side eye because I'm like. I know what Barack Obama gave me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I know what Donald Trump gave me. I even know what George Bush gave me. What? I even knew what Hillary Clinton was potentially even more about than I know more about you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, like, but for me, it's like, who wants another politician? The thing that separates Donald Trump is he wasn't a politician. And I'm not saying that I would vote for him.
Not off of that fact,
but I'm saying... You know what you're going to get. You're going to get tomfoolery. But why I wouldn't vote and why I will not vote, you know, I want to make that evidently clear why
please
I will not vote for Donald Trump is because we are in the second frame of the election.
We done seen what happened.
This is second term. Everybody knows in second term, you rock out with your cock out because you have nothing else to prove.
He need to keep that.
First of all, this motherfucker is like 98. He needs to go, bro. Like, I'm gonna be real with you. Like, he gotta get up out of here. Like, he drunk.
No, I definitely do understand that, bro. But like, I like that standpoint. I'm glad you made that very, very clear. You know, the clarification
but,
level.
But also, I'm not with voting for another politician that's not gonna do anything.
It's just like, you know, put the veil over your eyes. And yeah, we're going to do this then the third. Yeah. We're going to say such and such.
You say all the right stuff to us.
In there, they just continue with the agenda they already on. You know what I'm saying? Drain us with more money to pull.
the poor go to war and work the hardest while the rich, you know, they got all the benefits and the tax and shit like that.
Bro.
So I understand that.
Bro. I got a mom that's 66, bro. She be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, nothing changed in the middle class, in middle class America since I was, you know what I mean?
Is it
nothing
middle class or are we low class? Because I don't know if I feel like I'm in the middle.
I think we'll be technically upper middle class. Like upper lower.
Middle class, upper echelon? Is that such a thing?
Bro, we in a fucked up spot. We just make this shit look good. You know? Let me be real. That's all. But see, that's the thing with us African-American people. We didn't have shit for so long. We know how to be accustomed to... Bro, a lot of niggas did not know it was a recession.
Said that to me, yo.
I'm going to be real. When it was a recession, bro, a lot of niggas ain't know it was a recession.
Because we was in the same shit.
And that's what I be saying.
Bro, like, we've been eating top ramen. Peanut butter and jellies.
Food stamps, all that
shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. Hot dogs and baked beans. We've been doing that shit. That was our go-to snacks.
Like, butter and sugar sandwiches, all that shit. With the cinnamon in the middle. All
butter and sugar sandwiches.
Listen, bro. Y'all heard what Jay-Z said on What's Free, dog? They took it. What the fuck he say about the, like, you know, giving us the lowest end of the food? Like, you know, they fill us with pork intestines and all the other extra shit. Like, all right, not like.
That's before you pork eating motherfuckers. I'm not going to touch that.
That's the, but so, not, what I'm saying is, like, that's just, like, we started without food in our mouths. They give us. Something they gentrified pork and tats, some shit like that. Like that, that's what he said on
and
the song.
If you always go in every joint, you get into a song with some damn lyrics music, and forget the damn lyrics.
Yo, well, listen.
You know what you need to do? No.
So you're not going to let me talk?
No, wait for
this. Okay. All I'm saying is I be high. Like, I know it when I hear it, but I be fried, bro. Let's just keep it all the way 100. My brain cells, they're currently not here.
Let's move on.
You know what I'm saying? But like what I was basically saying was like, bro, we did come up to where they like we got the scraps of everything, bro. So like we are like we said in the recession, we already was there. Like we already used to eating the low end of the low end. That's pretty much what I was getting at before, you know, was rudely interrupted. Like that. But yeah. Continue, gentlemen.
B.
Yeah, like I was saying, I honestly think that it's so much more important, you know, and I'm not going to say that Joe Biden doesn't make valid points, but one thing I will not do is side with a man that just feels like it's okay to say that, like, you're not black if you don't vote for me, bro.
That, yeah, we talked about that. That got under my skin.
Yo, that joint ate me alive. It still eats me alive every day. It's like...
Well, niggas got to fail to realize, it's like, yo, you wasn't... For whatever you said right then and there, when you were younger, all right, we heard what you said because that's what you wanted us to go look up and shit like that. But at a point in time, you was part of them rich motherfuckers too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Hey, he was a part of them rich motherfuckers.
He was fighting for them.
It's the simple fact that you would say that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You don't have to say that, nigga, if you down for the cause. Like, somebody that's really down for the cause knows not to say something like that.
And absolutely. And that's cultural appropriation. You don't see no shit like
that's
that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, the fuck? Like, they,
bro, so, at the end of the day, none of motherfuckers give a fuck about us.
And that is the crux of my point.
I really care about
it. Like, who, you know what I mean? Like, let this, I ain't gonna say let this man rock out for 4 more years, but this nigga, man, this man right here, man, you know, like, you know. Only thing it can do is get worse.
I'm just saying, but it's probably radical, but I think that motherfucker's the definition of a nigga. Yeah, for real. Like,
you got
him? Yeah, nigga. Like, nigga, wow, bro. Man.
Solid. Yeah, but I mean, that's not a nigga. Yeah,
I'm just speaking off of my... Yeah, nigga, bro. Right. You can say it just like that. I'm just saying, like, as far as...
Ain't a motherfucking thing associated with me.
Well, shit, we aren't niggas.
Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, real, I don't feel how y'all feel. I feel as though, yeah, you right. I don't fuck with that politics shit any fucking way. Because at the end of the day, bro, they gonna pick who the fuck they want to pick.
And that,
by right, that motherfucker shouldn't have been in office in the first place.
No way.
At all.
So, like, if we real, like, what we really talking about here?
Guess,
like,
who put him in the office? As I said before,
I'm a motherfucker that live in that gray area, bro.
Okay.
I'm gonna be real with you. If they want that orange motherfucker in the office again, he's going to be in the office again.
And that is...
like, it's proven. Because that bitch had him beat. What was the ugly old hoe? What's her name?
Hillary Clinton.
Yo, are y'all serious?
This woman has me wrong.
The ugly old hoe. Yo, boy, we have me rolling. I love this dude, for real. But no, like you said, like Hillary Clinton actually won Pennsylvania. But really because of the Electoral College.
We really talking about shit. You know what I'm saying? People, like, a lot of the black people in politics are fucking coons. Like, most of them in politics are fucking coons.
I can't.
I don't know that to be true.
Yeah, like to be like super like, you know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying.
I don't know that to be true.
So like, all right, we can, if you want to go in there, I'm not saying it to be political, right? Like the Condoleezza Rice's or the motherfucking, what's the other one? Colonel Powell.
Man, I don't know that to be
true. I get what he's saying because like, listen, I used to hear Oilhead speak about this, about them and the black politics being on that.
Can I say something that?
That cooning shit for lack of better words.
I just feel like that... Yo, I look at it like this. Y'all know like Sidney Poitier?
I know who Sidney Poitier is, yes.
Alright. So like, you know, he was like basically like the father of black actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did a report on him, I know.
So like
I did a couple reports on him, but yes.
He had to like pave the way. And not every time you paving the way are you gonna
be the first black actor to smack a white man on a chill.
And yes. Not every time are you going to be in position
I dig it.
To say what you want to say when you can. You know what I mean? Because you got to wait and allow time to adjust and adapt to you. And that's what happened to Sidney Poitier. Just think about it, bro. Like, and I
got a core.
And this is like, this is where I used to, you know, I'm a Malcolm X dude. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Martin Luther King dude. I'm a Malcolm X dude. But I had to be able to say, damn. He couldn't do everything that he wanted to do. Like, as a black man, he had to walk the... He had to toe the line in order to be Sidney Poitier. Understood. In order to leave his legacy for us, he had to walk the line.
You know I respect mean? That.
And I think sometimes that's what we forget. As black men, we get so proud of the legacy that these people left and think...
Let go of their fears, had to do it their way so I could do it my way. I get it. You know what I mean? I understand that. Like, yeah, you got to put some shit aside to be able to reach that breaking point and then really stand on what you about.
Exactly.
I feel you. And you're saying that Sidney Poitier did that. He did. He had to go through and mind.
He had to coon.
He had to. And then back in the day when that was going on, that was
and
stronger.
That's real
that
coon.
That presence was way stronger back then. So imagine, I get exactly what you're saying.
Imagine how many niggas back then was like, oh, right. He's a coon.
Right.
Yes. He's doing this. You know what I mean? He's in a movie with the white man. Imagine that,
like,
shit,
you
bro. Get,
do you understand what he's saying, though? Like, he basically saying, all right, so from where we are right now and how black folks are looked at as politics, oh, like you just said, your statement, we real folks. Like, oh, man, that motherfucker's cooning.
So what y'all saying
like
is...
Like, Barack Obama
so
was...
So what y'all saying is this.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for you.
Didn't say it's okay. Didn't say it was okay.
No, that's what y'all saying.
No, we're not saying
it's okay.
I'm not saying that.
Go ahead.
Just go ahead. And
all right, and that's the reason why I would have been a slave that got fucking killed. Because I'm not one of them motherfuckers.
But it's like...
If a motherfucker had to go through this weird shit already...
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we already had a fucking black president. Why the fuck is you...
So did you not know that Nat Turner was like a coon?
Fact.
Yeah. Nat Turner was a coon. He started out as a coon.
Nat Turner started out as a coon.
And he snapped.
And then what happened?
Then built his shit
and he
up.
Snapped.
He snapped and then so, rallied up everybody.
So,
and rallied
so basically, it's justifying
and the motherfuckers
to be a
that wasn't with him.
So it's cool to start as a coon.
That's not what I'm saying, bro.
Slaughtered and then did the revolution, bro.
I'm not going to say that he started as a coon and his natural intention was to be Uncle Ruckus. You know what I mean? But I'm saying sometimes you got to put yourself in position strategically.
Sometimes you gotta be a fucking
thank you.
House
you
lady.
Said the
you
word.
Be a
you
bitch
said, the, bro. You play chess. You play chess. No,
no.
You don't play chess.
I do play chess.
So all right. So you
I know a lot about chess.
So you understand the pawn. You
what
understand
about the fucking pawn.
The pawn is the motherfucker that go
fucking life. How long we been fucking pawn?
Wait.
Like the fuck is y'all talking about, bro? Like y'all niggas acting crazy in this joint. Bro, how many, like, what, bro? Pawns? How long we been fucking pawns, bro?
Listen to what I'm saying, but.
Like what you're saying. I'm trading. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot. That's a lot of work. I know what you're saying.
What I'm trying to get at is basically it's strategizing for you. Basically, you're setting yourself up for success. Position. Exactly. So, like, sometimes you have to infiltrate and
sometimes you have to take the dick up the ass to get the sex to get successful, right?
Man,
basically,
the reason I'm not going
to black people,
objectify what he's saying is because I get it. So you got to get stabbed in the fucking back to be at the top. That's what you have to do. No, fuck that. I'm not going to do that. Like, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, for motherfuckers who are out here strategically planning, bro, like, think about, like, the Trojan motherfuckers in the horse that went over and, like, they plotted a gift. Said that was a gift
for niggas.
There were 300 niggas on the inside of that horse that as soon as they got over that wall, broke out, pillaged the whole fucking village and took over, bro. That's what I'm saying. Yo, but you not understand what I'm saying. It's the strategy behind it.
Because
But no, what I'm saying is like this, like, bro. So the Sidney Poitier thing he was saying was like Sidney had to literally, and at that time, the presence of anger and hatred towards black folks was great. Outstanding. You feel me? And then what he's saying is like, yo, he had to muster through that to get to the point where he could be like, oh, damn.
And
like,
slap now a white man on film.
Now I'm holding this weight. I'm about to use it right on your ass. And then what he's saying is that's how change happens. You sometimes have to literally not wallow in what you're going through, but dig your way through. And then while you're doing it, you're finding a way above. You feel me? My words are losing me, dog. Like,
I grew up, what do you say? What Jay-Z say, man? I grew up in the sewer.
I know what you're talking about.
I learned to grow, oh, man.
I know the big jar grew up before the screw got introduced to the game.
I grew up in the sewer that I learned how to maneuver and something like that.
Show you how to move in a room full of vultures. Like it. But those sayings are just what we're saying. You sometimes have to start at the bottom before you can get to
like,
the top.
And it's like, just like, I know you. You know what I mean? I know you. Like, but see, this the thing about being a politician. That's the thing is I don't want a politician to come into office again. Like, right. If you're going to into the office, change it.
Exactly.
Like, change it. Don't say, oh, yeah, we're on our way to change and we're going to do this. And then, like, turn around and
continue the same bullshit that we've been going through.
Our country has to stop. And change. Like, we have to take a moment. Just like we took a moment here during this fucking corona. And nobody went to work. And nobody did nothing. That's exactly what needs to happen. Until things change.
Absolutely. Like,
everybody sit at home. Shut everything down. You know what I mean? Because the middle class, the people that turn the wheel... Every day you get up, you do your 9-to-5, bro. If you didn't get up, do your 9-to-5, go to work, buy gas.
Right.
Put
toiletries.
The infrastructure of our country would fall apart if everybody in the middle class decided to say, yo, I'm going to go live off the land. Real talk.
Because our money is valuable. And which is why I understand the whole purpose of the black
community. No, it's not even our money. It's our time.
Well, no, yeah. Like,
our life force is being drained every day.
So, you're right. My bad, because I didn't want to sound
bad
saying that. But, like, yeah, but no, like, there are. So, take, like, what T.I. was doing with the Blackout Tuesday and shit like that. Basically saying the power of the black or lower class dollar, because I'm speaking for black folks, but I'm speaking in layman's terms.
Just like don't go nowhere. Don't do nothing. Don't spend none of your money. Watch what happens.
Watch what happens. The whole shit gonna fold like a house of cards, nigga. Like blowing in the wind. And that's real, bro. That's really real.
And like, imagine if everybody on the 1st and the 15th we're not going to sell no drugs. We're not going to buy no drugs. We're not going to do nothing in the streets.
Right.
Everything would change.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because as a mass and as a collective group of people, our words, our money, our time holds weight.
Bro, listen. Like, African-American influence in this country is huge. And I don't even know why we're talking about it, but I think...
Because we're African-Americans. You know what I mean? Like,
But I just think in the grand scheme of things, it's so undervalued from a political perspective. You know what I mean? Like, we don't even have our own coalition in the government. You know what I mean? Which we should, since, you know, like, we were drug out of our own
country. Right.
You know what I mean? And as a
drug and soul. Like, we don't, and this is 2020. Let's just be real about a lot of the slaves. Drug out our country by force, but also sold as well. But understood, but I get you.
Yeah, man. Like, I get you, yeah. We should have a separate organization.
You seen what happened when they tried to do that.
Alone in the government for black people.
They wouldn't even let black people have it on Wall Street. But that shit right now.
And the simple reason is that, bro, we've done so much for this country. Just, you know, when I really sit back and think about it, you know, like I said, bro, I was never trying to be one of those dudes. Like, you know, I always thought that you could conquer racism by just not being racist.
Racist, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I understand.
But no.
It's not that shit.
It's way more than that, yo.
Racism still alive.
It's way more than that. It's like, I'm going to carry a gun, you know, when I get my permit, and it's all going to be legal. Because at the end of the day, I walk around here and I fear for my life from the police, from the motherfucking white man, you know. And I fear for my life from my own brother.
Bro, like, oh man, you took it right out of my mouth, bro. Like, for real.
But I definitely, you know, and I'm not blaming it on. I want to say something, but I don't want to sound too nationalist. But I feel like it's a direct result of our culture. And I don't know if y'all seen what I posted.
Yo, listen, bro. Black people are not the problem. Niggas. Niggas are the problem. Niggas got to go. I'm sorry. Like, listen. I was watching the Chris Rock stand-up.
I just feel like I look at our country. I look at black people from the 70s and the 80s. Like, the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, just it was like a shift. You know what I mean? Something changed. The late 80s, early 90s. Like, niggas, you know what I mean? Niggas used to really still put hands on people. Like,
yeah.
But per capita, like, 90, I want to say like 89, 90. What was it, John?
I wouldn't say 89, 90. I'd say early 80s, you don't think? Or mid 80s.
Maybe like mid-80s.
Like, you talking about that gun shit?
Yeah. Talking about that crack shit.
I think that shit started like when the crack era hit. So I'm going to say 84.
How we stopped like Black Panthers. Like,
Cause even...
Because with the crack era came gangbanging. With gangbanging came, you know...
Because niggas had to go for territory.
Territory and shit like that. And from there, once bloodshed sparked, it ain't no getting back after that.
And then the cycle just stayed right there. They let us kill each other off.
That's what it is.
I'm sorry. I feel like I was over speaking you a lot. I'm gonna let you continue with the floor, brother.
No, I mean, that's fine, my good brother. I'm glad y'all niggas are seeing my point.
No, I seen your point. Cause I definitely feel what you're saying.
And like, digressing back to what I was about to say, I was watching this Chris Rock stand up. I'm just watching my little stand up saying now, and he said it, and this line never left my head. He said exactly what I said. He said, black people are not the problem. Black people are not the problem. Niggas are the problem. And nowadays, niggas come in multiple different colors. But my thing is this. It's like at 3 a.m. in the morning when you're getting off your job and you got to hit the ATM because you got to get cash out, I'm not looking behind me for the media. Behind me for the press. I'm looking for niggas. Because them the ones that's trying to jack me for my shit.
Can I ask y'all a question?
You know what I'm saying?
About niggas? Like, yeah. I honestly believe that niggas is a created idea and a force that they push.
Yeah.
On people.
I would say so.
I believe.
Because it's been happening since we was with the hard R, N-I-G-G-E-R. That's how it was used to describe us. So, I believe it was something that was created.
You're right. Because, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I know that you're always going to have lower educated people. But you got lower educated white people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got lower educated Asian people. You got lower educated Indian people, like
melting pot of lower educated.
And man, like, and I don't
know. You know what it is though, and you're absolutely right. But you don't see that when you look at the media. They show
and
us,
and that is what I was getting ready to say, bro.
That's why, like, I feel some type of way when motherfuckers, like, I don't want to say it like that, but like, I get your point, and I agree with you what you're saying. But like, I feel some type of way when motherfuckers pussy. Clearly, you see this motherfucker gonna give a fuck about you.
And like, people have preconceived notions.
Like, and then you goofy motherfuckers got these kids at these rallies, and they don't even know what the fuck they chanting for.
But I also want to,
like, bro,
because that's what they being taught. Go ahead.
I also want to raise the point about the influence, like, of that kind of media. You know what I mean? Whether or not it impacts you positively or negatively, it's planting a seed in your head of behavior, of patterns, of thoughts, of about yourself. And it's already tough. So to go back to what we've been talking about these last couple of weeks, the psychological impact or the mental impact that that can have on the community. Like, I just think about early Black, like I watched this documentary called They Gotta Have Us.
Okay, I seen that. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, They Gotta Have Us.
I didn't watch it, but I seen it.
Listen, bro. From blackface to actual black actors hitting the screen.
Mm-hmm. To the music.
To the music. I just look at a particular point in history. Y'all remember the Pootie Tang movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Listen,
that's still my shit.
The worst movie ever. To front it, like to.
No lie, but that's a funny. A
funny ass movie.
Oh, that's a funny motherfucker.
But you see what you know what I mean? Like you see what you see.
That's what made Chris Rock so fucking smart. Doing shit like that.
It's and I'm not no disrespect. You know what I mean? Just like it's a funny ass movie. But it's like so detrimental. Undercover Brother, another detrimental movie, bro.
And those are the conspiracy type movies that are meant. Like we look at it like, why the fuck would they put that shit out there? Is that no? They no, meant not to do that. Me. Like, yeah, like
even when that shit came out, I always felt like, see, that's the whole thing with me. And I ain't no deep motherfucker for real. As I said, I'm a straight up and down boy. But it's like with certain shit, I always, even as a young boy, I always seen shit for what it was, bro. Like I didn't, like. You don't gotta fuck me over twice for me to know you don't fuck with me, bro. Like, you feel me?
I can respect that.
This motherfucker said on national TV, I don't say my name to women. I grab them by the pussy. Whoa! Like, if that... Play that shit. Damn, it feel good. Do it.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
That's some gangster ass shit.
How can you say some shit like that?
Still voted for him.
On TV.
Still voted for him.
National TV.
Shit, wow,
this man. Shit was worldwide. And you know what's crazy? He still got the fucking vote. So at the end of the day, this the whole thing with me. What is motherfuckers getting bent out of shape for? Like, it's going to be what is going to control chaos. 48 laws of fucking power. I'm pretty sure y'all read it. Yeah. I know you read it, cousin.
Man.
Control the fucking market, supply and demand. You gonna create this fucking bro. I just came from. I was in fucking Miami. I went to Vegas. I went to New York.
Oh, this motherfucker was all over the state.
Did you know not one motherfucking lantern fly was around?
Hey, you gotta stop saying stuff like that, though. Not on TV.
Damn, it feels good.
Oh, no,
We trying
because when the feds kicking the door,
but then I'm in Vegas because out here when they get hot, what we get mosquitoes, right?
Yeah.
In Vegas, it's hot year round. That motherfucker, yeah, right? Yeah. It wasn't not one mosquito out that bitch.
But it's dry out there though.
That too. Mosquitoes, yeah, I mean, definitely do be by the water.
That's a dry heat. Like it's a dry heat.
All right. So explain that shit in New York. So
there's bodies of water. There's plenty of body of water around New York. Like basically, you got to be anywhere like. We're sort of like a peninsula, sort of. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, along the cusp of it. They have big bodies of water where moisture bugs and shit like that reside. You feel me? But, yeah, and, like, if you look at Las Vegas, Nevada, there's really no body. That's big ass
state. Because, for real, you know, New York is a bunch of islands, for real.
Like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. I ain't with that shit, though.
He said, fuck them bugs,
you
man.
You know, like, we gonna get that. You know, Pennsylvania, you know, we got all these bodies of water surrounding us. Mm-hmm. But that's what makes us a profitable place to live.
Right, because of the bodies of water, like access to
port cities.
Exactly, boats and stuff, shipments coming in and shit like that.
Like,
which is the foundation of what America was built on.
And that's why Vegas, you know, in order to have...
Oh, man. Go ahead, I got something.
In order to have That's why casinos is out there. They gotta have something. You know what I mean?
Dog, Vegas is living proof that this shit is run from powers that are sicker than you could even imagine.
Imagine, nigga.
Bro, like, Vegas, the first motherfucking casino was started by a mafia boss. This motherfucker don't got good intentions. This motherfucker had to do something to clean his motherfucking money. And then that shit got big. It went through and the whole was like, motherfucking state, bro.
We can do that. We can do that.
And look at what America is today, bro. Like, just look at this shit. Bro. Nothing but crime, running everything. Crime and all the other bad shit. And then they manipulate your money.
Again, he sounds like he's trying to rat to the feds. I don't know what he's talking about. I plead the fifth. I don't see the patterns. I don't see the patterns.
I don't see the patterns, nigga. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I didn't know that they brought the Jewish ghetto style over here. I didn't see it. That's where, you know, that's
real rap, bro.
Real rap.
No, hood politics is real life. And that's just shit that need to be talked about because it don't get talked about enough. You feel me? Like, we're not educating ourselves on what we can be doing to make, like, I don't know the brother's name, but he has gold hair and he raps really well. But he was breaking down how we only vote for the executive bar. We don't vote for the legislative or the judicial job.
They know y'all, bro, that y'all need control to be,
what's going
y'all
on.
Y'all need to be voting y'all judges in, be voting y'all DEAs in.
The people in the schools that get y'all kids the food, they get them the after school programs. That's actually real. Like, that's real life.
Real until, well, I always knew it was real. Just being ignorant. Because I ain't going to say it's lack of knowledge. I definitely had the knowledge, but just pretending not to know. But
hey,
you know,
hey, yeah,
we gotta do better, and I think as a culture we have to change our mindset in that regard. You know, we gotta think better and do better. But I think we're gonna close, y'all.
Yeah, man.
Out of here today.
Listen, like, man, the end of the whole thing of today was like exactly what you said: think better and do better. And,
but
like,
before we do close. Yourself. You know, we've been missing out on one of our segments because I know we didn't do it. And since my man was just recently away, I think we should let him go ahead and get his Asbino segment in.
Asbino, let's do that. Let's do that.
And I was pondering a question that I wanted to ask.
I love when he says that word.
Ponder.
You know, man, I was pondering, but here it is, man.
I really just lost my train of fucking thought. God, yo. Damn. Give it to me, man.
Did you get that shit?
No.
Just, yo, I'm ready to be ready.
You know, that tends to happen when my presence is in the room.
Jeez, man, this guy. Oh, here it is.
Okay, there you go. You got it. I had one.
All right, two questions for all the listeners out there. I know we got some lady listeners that want to know the answer to this question.
I'm on the edge of my seat now.
Do you eat the box?
Duh. Sorry.
This is for
me. It's Bino. I'm shut the fuck up.
Cause then the next question, if you answer this question, yes, then there's another question to follow this question. Which, that is the real question.
But I eat the box?
Yes.
Very well.
Alright, so now, what is your take on eating it after the orgasm? When do you stop is the question, sir. When do you feel is the perfect time to stop?
She about to die.
My man.
Yeah.
My man.
Basically. Gotta mug you off. Get off me.
Because I thought, you know what I mean? I thought I was the only one. I wanted to know, you know, from
my brother. No, she got to hit you with one of these joints.
Kick you right off the motherfucker.
That's funny as shit. But yeah, man. So we're going to definitely close it out, folks. It was good catching up with my brothers. You know what I'm saying? Every week we be doing this. Sometimes we miss it sometimes. So what we're going to start doing is this app called Stereo. And me and my man Stu Pipes, we waiting on Bino to get on the wave. He gonna be there soon though. I know y'all want to hear what he got to say. It's an app called Stereo. What you do is, Stu Pipes, you want to take this one over? Cause I just lost my train of thought.
Yeah. So what you do on Stereo is basically a conversation, an ongoing conversation. You can catch us having an ongoing conversation. We might even further this conversation tonight. You know. On Stereo. Stereo. Yeah, I said studio. excuse me, Stereo. Studero. But you know, check us out. Check the app out. I think it's an interesting app. You might find yourself in some interesting conversations.
Yeah, you can
and listening in, giving your opinion on some stuff.
And this would be the perfect way for y'all to really start communicating with us. Man. You know what I mean? Wow. Like, yeah, so like you said, we can continue the conversation on later tonight or another day. You just catch us and once you get the push notification, you just listen in and hear what your boys got to say. You know what I'm saying? So other than that,
and follow me on Stereo, your boy
Stu Pipes. And follow your boy Ace the Face 9-1. You hear me? So listen, y'all, we gonna take it and we gonna lead this motherfucker because niggas is tired. This Ace the Face. I'm out. Bino said we out, nigga.
We out, nigga.
Still.
We out, my ninjas.
Bless up. Stay up. Everybody be easy. One love.